Hot Country 103.5. Joining me right now, Noah Stevens, as well as Owen Hamilton White and Louis Fisse. We're here to chat about the local fundraiser called One Run. Fellas, how's it going?
Going good, Ian. It's a pleasure to be on air with you, and we're super excited to be here today with you.
Right on. And Louis, I just want to say, Louis Fisse, you're related to the former Halifax Citadel goaltender Stéphane Fisse back in the day.
Yes. Yes, I'm a pleasure to be related. Not many Fizes in the world overall, so yeah.
When I saw the name, I was like, there's got to be a relation there somewhere. Okay, so guys,
yeah.
Let's chat about One Run. What's this all about?
Of course. So yeah, we started this fundraiser in the summer of 2023, last summer, for a buddy of ours, Grayson, who's a Dallas football teammate of ours that's been battling cancer for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. So last year we did a virtual run, on Strava. And we raised over $8,000 for the Princess Margaret Foundation. Mm-hmm. So this year, since the three of us were in Halifax for the summer, we decided to, you know, move things to in-person. And we're hosting our first ever in-person run at Shubie Canal Park this Saturday.
Right on. And the weather is looking perfect for Saturday for the run. So how can people get involved and how can people support?
Yeah, so people can follow us on our Instagram, which is at One Run to Grayson, and then find our website from there, which is linked in our bio, and all the event details, including the trail location, the weather forecast, and everything, you know, about the foundation and where the money's going to, can be found on our Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, that's the best way people can find us.
All right, so it's really cool because we're coming back as university returns and Dalhousie giving back to the community, right?
Yeah, it's something that the three of us I've tried to do since coming to Dalhousie, get involved with the community, and kind of make it our home. I know we're not all here for too long, just coming to do school, so it's important for us to reach out to the community and make an impact.
Mm-hmm. And once again, you don't have to be a runner. You know, you can, you know, be a casual runner, nothing too serious, eh, guys?
Yeah, it's the trail's a beautiful trail. It's wide, so it'll accommodate all types of runners, walkers, and anybody who's just looking to get involved and enjoy a beautiful day with friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And what else can we expect at the run? Going to have some other activities going on there?
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun day at the event. We're going to have a couple speakers before we start and give out some prizes. And it'll just really fun community engagement event.
Awesome. Listen, guys, we wish Grayson the best of luck with his battle with cancer. By the way, a little personal note, my son, he had cancer. He's now actually a Dalhousie student with engineering. So, you know, we wish him all the best in his fight. And tell us once again about the event, where it's happening, when it's going on, and where the funds go.
Of course, Ian. So the event is happening this Saturday, August 24th at Shubie Canal Park. The funds are going directly to the QE2 Foundation's Patient Assistance Fund, which is $1,000 grants that go to patients for out-of-care costs at the QE2. So, yeah, and you can find all our details at our Instagram, at One Run to Grayson, and on Facebook, One Run to Grayson.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, good luck with it. Hot Country 103.5, we're going to be there on site to pass along all the information, and you can follow us on our social media as well. So Noah Stevens, Louis Fisse, and as well Owen Hamilton-White, thanks a million for checking in with us, and proud of all you Dal football players, and we wish Grayson all the best, and have a great run and a fun run this coming weekend with One Run.
Appreciate you, and thank you so much for having us, and we're looking forward to meeting you there.
You betcha. All the details on our website at hotcountry1035.ca as well.